is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything and do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. You'll find archives. You'll find interactivity. And it's good stuff. Free for you. At freetalklive.com, we're going to go right back into your phone calls. Then the ladies of Femin are back. And they are topless, as they always are. But why? Why this time? Well, according to them, it's time for an International Topless Jihad Day. We will tell you more about it. Dave is on the line. He is in New Hampshire. Is this Dave Ridley?
Oh, it sure is.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to update you guys. You requested that I call in and let you know about my little civil disobedience event yesterday.
Yes, your civil disobedience at Manchester City Hall, if I'm not mistaken. You have been accosted by a security guard and also the mayor, who has essentially told you that you need to ask permission before you record video in City Hall. Is that right?
Correct. That's what happened a little over a week ago. The city security guy was so angry at me that I felt like I was pretty close to having my camera swiped out of my hand or being popped or something. So I made a retreat out of there after they demanded, you know, made these demands of me. So I figured I got good tape of them making these demands. I'm going to go save the tape. So I got out of there and just planned to come back with friends, basically. And so I came back with 25 friends.
That's awesome.
And we sieged the city hall. You know, it wasn't really a siege. It was just we were there and we were ready for any kind of.
Well, you weren't the only one with a camera this time, right? How many of those 25 had cameras?
I would say about half of them.
Nice.
This time we had our first what I'd call a camera team. We, you know, some of us did go in and record without permission inside the building, right exactly where I was first accosted. What we did, though, was a little different. Though, we had what I call a camera chain. One of us, initially me, was kind of like front line guy, like all the way inside City Hall, you know, by 10 or 15 feet. And then there was a guy just right outside shooting video through the glass. And there was a guy videotaping him from, you know, 20, 30 yards away. And then another one 50 or 100 yards away. So there was, if they wanted to confiscate the cameras like they did on June 4th, 2011, then they would have had a lot of ground to cover to get all the cameras, you know.
Yeah, and this is a tactic that you utilized during the Manchester Chalking 8 incident in which Adamo was arrested. You were filming from a distance, and you were able to catch Kate's arrest on camera, and they were unable to reach you in time to snatch your camera from you in order to confiscate your footage, which they were able to successfully do, I think, with every other camera on the premises. So this really was a good tactic.
Two corrections there. First of all, what happened in 2011 at that event was not a camera chain. It was basically everybody right up next to the action in the knee, right? It wasn't a proper camera chain, and that's the problem.
I get what you're saying, but the theory was,
if there's a, you know, the crater is formed and everybody rushes into it and then falls down into the crater. It's much better to have a line where you have people at varying distances.
No, I get what you're saying. I wasn't saying it was a chain like you did last night, but the same concept. You were away from the action, and you were able to catch the action and get away without the police being able to snatch your camera. So that was proof of concept.
They never came for me, but the reason they never came for me was because I was so far away. They just didn't even bother with me.
Did they notice you, do you think, or were you just across the street and they were just focused on the activists in their presence?
Oh, I'm sure they noticed me.
Okay. So you were successful. There were two dozen activists there to support you. Security didn't say a word one to you this time around, right?
Security hid this time, apparently, and the mayor never showed his face either. He was in the meeting. You know, there was a board of school committee meeting that I believe mm-hmm. he attended. He was probably already in there before we arrived.
You know, this is just disgusting, slimy behavior on the part of the security. They're going to come out and they're going to hassle you when you're one guy with a camera trying to hold people accountable. But then when you bring two dozen people, half of them with cameras to hold them accountable, suddenly they slink off to their little offices. I mean, these are people, and oftentimes armed, but, you know, given the imbued with the power of the government, and they're supposed to be keeping us safe from the hordes of anarchy that you know, is just beyond, that the government is just holding back, and You know, what do? They slink off when people come with cameras. I don't understand.
It just shows the breakdown of what it is. I mean, Ian said it a lot that it's a numbers game, right? And that's all it was here.
They're
one
bullies.
Guy, that one guy just, we can do. 25 that, guys, not so interested.
This shows it, though.
Yes.
I mean, this shows that they're
sure.
a group of bullies. They're not stalwart paladins keeping Western civilization from crumbling because somebody's holding a camera and holding government officials responsible for their actions.
It's been shown over and over again. Had I walked into Palmer, Massachusetts Town Hall with five people with cameras instead of four people without cameras and just me with a camera, I bet you the interaction there would have gone completely differently. Ten people with cameras, they would not even said a word to us.
Five isn't really, you wouldn't want to go with five. You know, I mean,
five would have outnumbered the police in the hallway.
Let's talk 50.
Okay, you know, but that's unrealistic because we were in Massachusetts and there aren't really any liberty activists who are willing to do that sort of thing there.
You're still creating a fantastic situation. Create a fantastic situation.
Well, it's not fantastic here in New Hampshire. You had a dozen people
fantasy,
with cameras.
Therefore it's fantastic. You're saying if I would
no,
have had
not, it. It's not a fantasy, though, that to have multiple people with cameras in one place. It happens all the time here in New Hampshire. And so this isn't the first example of how numbers have made a huge difference in how the government bureaucrats behave. That's why the Free State Project is such an important idea. And, Dave Ridley, you've been here from almost the beginning of the Free State Project. When did you make the move?
04.
So the Free State Project chose New Hampshire in a mass vote back in late 2003, and you basically picked up and moved right away. Do you recall what mover number you were?
I was the 50th.
Not too shabby. Now,
Now hold on. You say 50th mover. Now, I thought that the number started at 190 because there are, like, that many people in state.
That's the number of people in state.
In state. So then...
Our number when we crossed the line was
420, right?
The 300th Free Stater in New Hampshire and the 50th to move to New Hampshire.
Got it.
There you go.
Got it.
So, Dave Ridley, I mean, you've been here a long time. Looking back, you've cranked out how many thousand videos on RidleyReport.com? What, 2,000? How many have you got?
I guess it's 2,500 now.
Wow.
Whew.
Most prolific video activist. In fact, you had mentioned a while back that your channel was actually rivaling the major news network channel on YouTube, WMUR in Manchester. How's that going along, by the way, the subscriber count?
I'd have to do the stats. The last time I checked, I was actually technically number one, but I need to check it twice and be number one a second time before I can really say I'm the reigning number one YouTube channel. So still, I'm officially just the number two.
I think that's awesome, though. I mean, just to have for those that don't know, Dave Ridley is an independent video journalist. He does what a lot of people do and reports on some of the activism going on here in New Hampshire. But one of the things that separates you, Dave, is you've got quantity and you got quality because you are a professional. You're a broadcast television professional by trade. And so even though your videos are usually shot in, you know, sometimes one take, they're unedited. You'll just kind of shoot as you go along and then you'll just put that online. You manage to do it in a way that's entertaining and in a way that's informative for people, and people talk about you, and that's why you've got as many subscribers as you do.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is just to promote what's going on in New Hampshire, whatever it might be that's interesting. Don't worry too much about it, whether it's directly supporting or reporting on the Free State Project. Just report on something interesting from New Hampshire, and that will make people watch it. And they'll figure out, after they've watched the Ridley or two, they'll pretty quickly figure out what the Free State Project is. And I guess a lot of people have already moved here, you know, just from watching those videos.
Yeah,
Dave, I am looking right now at WMUR on YouTube, and they have 3,282 subscribers, and you have 13,459.
Well, I judge by the number of hits. I think that's more important than the
views. You mean the views on the videos?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Still, though, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, you're whipping them in subscribers, and you're close in the views, too. I think it's only 2 million off, but they are
Oh, you
also,
mean total views. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the total views up there, but they also are posting, like, weather storms and less what I would consider worthy content.
So, Dave, are you looking at total views, or are you looking at per video average views?
Well, I'm really looking at views, like, over the last month, you know, like the last 5 or 6 months is what really counts. Because if I'm beating them for the last 5 or 6 months steadily, then that means I'm now the number one YouTube channel, the way I look at
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
I have more news.
Stand by. We'll bring you back in moments. More with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you got a webcam there waiting for you. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is right there built in to the same page. All of it is free, cam.freetalklive.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to strike, and you never know what that form that emergency is going to take. Emergencies can take all kinds of different forms. It could be unemployment. It could be a fiscal disaster. It could be a weather situation that caused some kind of ongoing blackout. whatever that is, that, you know, whatever the form of emergency is, it's not a bad idea to have some stored food on hand. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, you'll find that the Legacy Premium brand that we, you know, have teamed up with, and it's the only brand that is GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. The only brand that's any of those free, as I understand it. And you can get the, if you go to food.freetalklive.com, get the mega sampler pack that we've got there available. You can get it for less than $1.50 a meal. Go do the math. It's amazing. This is good tasting food, and you can try every different variety in the mega sampler pack that the Legacy Premium brand has. And this food will be good for 25 years. It comes in storable totes that you can stack up. They're waterproof and rodent-proof and varmint-proof and whatever proof they need to be. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got gluten-free and vegetarian options. And they've got free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart that compares the Legacy Premium brand to the other brands that are available in the market today. And there's just no comparison. This is the chart that convinced me. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. We were talking about how you, as a one-man operation, have managed to challenge the network television affiliate in New Hampshire. There's only one network TV affiliate in New Hampshire, and you've managed to challenge them successfully on YouTube to where you have 13,000 subscribers. They have 3,000. The average video that they get, it seems like, you know, within the last week, 20-something, 20 views, some 13 views. They seem to have, obviously, they've got some big hit videos that have hit like 1.4 million or 1 million. So overall, they have more views total than your channel, but only by 4 million, and it's like 13 for you and 17 for them or something like that. So you're on their you're about to overtake them, I think, and you certainly have overtaken them on subscribers, so that's pretty noteworthy. Of course, to be fair, WMUR also has a built-in player on their website that is not YouTube based, so we don't really know how many total views they're really getting per news package they put out there. But just, you know, comparing apples to apples, YouTube to YouTube, you give them a good walloping on there as far as subscriber count. I wish my YouTube channel had 13,000 subscribers. That's awesome. Anyway, what else did you want to share with us?
Well, today I just had my chance to ambush interview for the first time, a UN official.
Oh, where was this?
In Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
There was an event at UNH Manchester, and I guess UNH sponsored it. And they, you know, she was a former official. She was a spokesperson, you know, for the UN High Commission on Refugees. I don't know if I'm saying that quite right. I had a very rough question for her, and it was amazing to see she actually aced the ambush interview, believe it or not.
Really? How's that?
But I was wanting to know, she was giving a presentation on preventing sex trafficking, and I wanted to talk to her about the UN's sex trafficking.
Yeah, when their peacekeepers come in and start raping villagers and things like that.
Right, I said, so aren't you kind of the arsonist and the fireman? You know, but she handled it really professionally. I was stunned and impressed. But of course, I wish she didn't ever work for the UN. You know, and but she was willing to do something that a lot of State Department officials deem or not. Well, at least there was one State Department official I once asked him if he was even willing to denounce torture, and he wouldn't even talk about it. Wow. She was willing to say, yes, you know, there were terrible things that happened, you know, back in this year and that year, and you know, we're trying to address that, this and that happened, both by and large.
Yes, everything's been all cleaned up now.
We're trying to address our problem with rape and stuff.
Anymore.
It's better than what I'm getting out of the State Department sometimes. But what's interesting is right after that, or I guess it was actually right before that, I guess a UNH student who was organizing the event came up to me. What do you think she tried to stop me from doing?
To record, stop recording.
Stop me from recording. Exactly necessarily saying I can't record in the hallway, although she tried to discourage me from it. She definitely tried to stop me from filming in the event, and so it was yet
one of the ways that the government bureaucrats like to try to discourage you is to say things like, hey, can you do me a favor and stop filming?
I was walked out of the college in New Hampshire, in Manchester, for filming when Romney was visiting. So they, and that was in a hallway. I was just trying to get him to walk into the event, and it was a big no-no.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be there if they don't want you there, and even though it's a publicly funded college. I was recently kicked off of St. Anselm's College with you, Dave Ridley, and all we were doing was standing in a parking lot asking some bank officials questions when they came to what was, you know, what's supposedly a public campus. They claimed it was private property, and when inquired about whether or not they take government money, the campus executive who was booting us off the campus claimed they didn't take a dime of government money.
Was that true?
I can't
believe
that's
true. No,
it's
a GD lie. Good Lord in heaven. What college in America isn't taking money besides
Hillsdale
and, you know, fat lot of good that does.
Well, sure. Plus, they're holding events that are of the public's interest, right? A UN speaker, a guy running for political office. I mean, these are topics or events that should bear the public's interest and therefore, you know, to have the right to record should be essential.
I mean, this is called the University of New Hampshire?
No, this is St. Anselm's College. The one Dave went to was University of New Hampshire.
I mean, how could a place call themselves University of New Hampshire and then not let people film there?
Well, they didn't stop you, right, Dave? They just tried to persuade you to stop?
Well, they I mean, I didn't push the issue of filming inside the meeting. You know, I looked at this as, like, they're saying, you can't come in the meeting with your camera. You can come without your camera. Your eyes are just fine. They're plenty.
Oh, so they did stop you. They did stop you then from filming.
Well, yes. Now, if I had actually gone in, I could have maybe made an issue of it by going in. I don't know how much trouble I would have gotten in if I had done that, or if if they could have gotten me in any trouble at all, right? But security seemed to think, you know, like, well, you're fine to record up here, but you don't. You probably shouldn't try to record in there with a camera. And we need to get this all resolved. You know, that kind of
In my incident, I had two UNH cops, campus police, that were at my side, and one kept going to two guys in suits and then coming back and then be like, no, you really got to go. We got to walk you out of here. And then the whole walk out, which was just like down the elevator and to the floor below, they're saying, it's a really easy process to film here. All you have to do is
permission.
Yeah, just fill out this easy form over at this office. And he's like, you only have to give us 48 hours notice.
Probably the same two officers repeatedly have told me, you're fine to film up here on the third floor. You just can't go into this room that has been reserved by such and such organization that doesn't want you there.
Well, that's cool, because there's a couple other activists. That's what I said. There's a couple other activists.
The organization that didn't want me there was apparently the UNH student who had organized the event, you know, so it's really pretty dubious whether she can keep me out of there or not. But I always, I figured, if I'm going to pick a hill to die on, I'm going to pick it carefully, and I'm not really sure if going in there was the one to die on.
Dave, thank you for your courage. I'm sure the video will be up soon over at RidleyReport.com and the Ridley Report YouTube channel. I appreciate you calling the update tonight. 855 450 free. Can you get it out real quick, Adamo? What were you going to say?
No. Okay.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free for you, 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. I don't know if we're going to get to the Femin story or the story about the Fox News reporter who is facing jail for protecting her source. But if we do, we'll get to that. 855-450-FREE. ShinyBadges.com, embossed die-struck metal. These are not buttons. They are fancy jewelry quality pins that are awesome. Building a voluntary society without permission with the V logo, the black and the yellow colors, the black and yellow flag, free the market, free the world, a Bitcoin logo, the free people of the Shire with the Shire Society logo. These are really awesome looking pins. Go to shinybadges.com, and you'll be able to take a look at them there. They are beautiful. You'll be proud to wear these things.
Make a statement with them.
And not just make a statement, but start a conversation. You got the Bitcoin logo that you can wear around on you. And
people are going to wonder what that means, right?
What's that B stand for?
Yeah, it's shiny. It's in my eye.
Exactly. And you can go there and check them out and order some of them because they're awesome. Shinybadges.com. All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls here. Ian is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about the origins of the idea of self-ownership.
Okay, what about the origins? Sorry, go ahead.
The origins, I don't know if you've read it, but there's a book by David Graeber called Debt, The First 5,000 Years. It's a huge book, but at one point he talks about the origins of the concept of self-ownership. And it's interesting because the original place it came from was slavery. Ownership in our class of property, as in you can just be able to do whatever you want with property, originally came from a master's power over a slave. Like, you could, what would it honestly matter if you can destroy a piece of paper or a car? That's not really a basis for ownership in the same way. But that really does matter when you're dealing with owning a slave. If you own a slave, your ultimate power is the power to kill that slave. That's really what slavery is being able to kill a slave. And that notion of self-ownership came from that idea of a master's power over a slave, that a person could own another person, and that became the idea that that was one of the justifications for slavery, was that people, that Tom, someone actually said along the lines of, you know, probably most slaves sold themselves into slavery or committed crimes that justified them becoming slaves. There might have been a few abuses here and there, but any system will have abuses in this case. So, and that's
I'm not sure how anyone would make that statement. I mean, most slaves probably came from either being stolen away or the conquering nations and things like that, people being conquered in battle. I mean, that seems the most likely.
This was a slave owner trying to justify slavery.
Sure, sure. So, I'm not sure where they came up with that, though.
Yeah, I don't know about the origins of self-ownership. I mean, I don't, maybe I'm not versed in this, but it seems to be like we're all born with this premise and, like, understanding, and I would think even before these times of slavery and man trying to control their man, there were times where it was probably a lot more voluntary than, like, tribes and communal, like, people living together as opposed to, like, controlling one another, and I think that man has grown to control.
But, yeah, but that's been the idea of ownership as such did not exist. And beyond that, the idea of the idea that there was the ability, back then, there was an interesting quote where this guy had been teaching some tribal people about stuff, and he says, "Oh, before I came, you must have known about bodies, but not about souls." The guy's response was, "No, quite the opposite. Before you came, we knew everything about souls, but nothing about bodies." The idea that bodies, that there was a separate thing from the spirit that was the body, did not exist. And also the idea that there was a separate part of it, and with that, the idea that you could own yourself did not exist.
Interesting. And what was the book that you cited at the beginning of your call?
Own yourself.
What? What was the book you cited at the beginning of your call?
It's by David Graeber, Debt, the First 5,000 Years. It's
Debt? D-E-B-T,
book.
As in debt?
Yeah, like, I owe you whatever.
I see.
Yeah.
And this guy was a slave owner, you said? That wrote
not
this?
Not the guy who wrote it, but a guy... Oh, okay. He cites in his book who was justifying it. Is a slave owner. David Graeber lives in London, so he can't
Ian,
be...
Ian, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Very interesting. 855-450-FREE is the number.
I'm familiar with the book. I mean, in that, you know, I've heard of the title and that kind of thing. And I do think that certainly the idea that slavery probably did a very good job in helping us define what property and self-ownership is in a negative sense. I mean, mm-hmm. who could speak to speak more clearly to self-ownership than a person who has been owned by someone else or been claimed to have been owned by someone else?
Matthew's on the line from Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling because I called early a couple weeks ago before South by Southwest about Sidecar.
Yes.
And I was listening to y'all's podcast from last night, and it sounded like that ride-sharing topic was kind of taking over the evening,
yeah,
so I wanted to call.
There's another company in Boston and is operating worldwide that has also been the target of several lawsuits basically by these existing cab companies saying that they're infringing on their right to do business because they paid their regulatory fees and have been beaten time and time again by the state, and so everybody should be beaten equally is their argument. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to give you guys an update. If you remember, the city was threatening to impound drivers' cars if they were caught giving people rides for Sidecar.
Sidecar, and another one was Lyft, right? L-Y-F-T?
Yeah, Lyft is another service. They were not operating during South by Southwest, but UberX was the Uber company. They weren't doing their black car service, but they were providing ride sharing where regular people could just give regular people rides.
Right, and that's what these companies do is they have these apps on cell phones that you go to and you basically hook up with somebody who's willing to drive you somewhere. It's bringing people together and cutting out the corporate middleman basically in a lot of ways and the state as well from their regulatory structure.
Yeah, and you guys asked if they had scared me away, and I'll be honest, they almost did, but I decided that I was just going to go ahead and do it and let whatever consequences may come.
As a driver, you had signed up as a driver and were doing that.
Yes, that's correct. And, they decided to make it free during South by Southwest, and they paid the drivers a flat hourly rate as a contractor, so no taxes were withheld. And I actually met a lot of really cool people, and made a little bit of extra money.
So just to clarify, you're saying the company ate the costs, so Sidecar ate all the costs for the however long the South by Southwest thing was and basically did it for promotional?
Yes, that's correct. They did that because the city said if they weren't charging that they wouldn't have the sting operations and impound drivers' cars. And so they're actually getting... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, okay, so they kind of backed down on this. Does that mean that...
But they paid them hourly. Then they paid you hourly, you said?
Yeah, that's correct.
So I think they just found a legal loophole to get out of it, is what it seems
like. But the customers weren't having to pay. So they were paying out of pocket just to promote their service, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's actually generated a lot of buzz about Sidecar in town. They've continued to do it for free since South by Southwest ended. They're getting ready to meet with the city tomorrow and have a sit down with them and hopefully hammer out the details. They have filed a federal case against them. Sidecar is suing the city.
Okay.
And they are suing them in federal court.
Interesting.
And I don't know a lot of details about that, but Sidecar's last email they sent out to drivers indicated that they're hoping to go straight donation-based, which is the regular business model they have in places like San Francisco and Seattle, where drivers don't work shifts. They just log into the app whenever they want, work for as long as they want, and can, you know, make their money that way rather than being paid hourly. And then the drivers would make a donation at the end through the app.
And this is how all good ideas, businesses, innovations get squashed by the state. Like, this thing's running fine, going good, and then threats and men with guns.
Yeah, we're
going
to steal your cars. Hey, thanks for the update. Keep us in the loop, Matthew, as the lawsuit continues to develop, will you?
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call. That's Matthew calling from Texas, 855-453. We have time for your call if you make it now. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you get on the line now, we might be able to get you in here. But if you don't get in tonight, it's no problem. We do it 7 nights per week, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday. Every single night, you get a live episode of Free Talk Live. But it's not every single night that we have a demo on, a demo Freeman from copblock.org.
It's not every night, but I wish it could be.
Yeah, well, you know, you were on for a while, and then you had to go down south to do some work, and we replaced you with Johnny Ray, who has been great, by the way. And Johnny Ray had to step away for a couple weeks, but he'll be returning next week, and I'm sure we'll have you in.
Someone stole away our janitor.
On a right. We'll surely have you in on a fill-in basis in the future.
Sounds good. I was a good time when I'm here, and yeah. I appreciate it.
Always appreciate you being here. And, of course, copblock.org is a great site. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Zach on the line in Oklahoma listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Zach.
Hey. Hey, you know, I called in a couple months ago, and you guys told me I was supposed to listen to the radio the next day, but I kind of forgot. Anyways, my issue I had originally called in for was I'm an owner-operator, and my company owed me about $15,000.
Yep.
And I called in, you know, asked you guys kind of what to do. And I just wanted to call and tell you guys, you know, we got everything fixed. I paid $300 and went and got an attorney. He wrote up a letter, and I walked into my boss's office, and I gave it to him face-to-face. But I think once he realized that I was serious about suing him, because I had all the information written down. I write everything down that happens out here. And I think once he realized that I was serious about suing him, he decided
to
call me in, and he wrote me a check directly and handed it to me.
Wow.
He said, I'm sorry that this happened. You know, and I believe a couple people got fired because they weren't turning in some of the paperwork that I was giving him, showing that I had completed these loads. And I just kind of wanted to call back in and let you guys know we got everything fixed and life is good.
Good to know, Zach. I can tell you one of the things that the guys, because what happened was Zach had called with this issue with the truck driving company that he was working for owing him the money. And, of course, Mark and I aren't professional drivers, so we said, how about the trucking community? Maybe y'all could call in and please answer this guy's concerns.
And they did.
They sure did, because truckers, the professional drivers, love to listen to XM satellite radio on the road. I mean, it's great because they can always get the signal wherever they are. And so Free Talk Live is a well-listened-to show by the professional driver audience. And one of the things I do recall them telling us was there's an organization, the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. They highly recommended. They said that what was happening to you sounded like a typical kind of scam in the industry, and that the OOIDA at OOIDA.com has experience with this, and they have, you know, people that have gone through this before, and they know what to say and what to do, and it seemed like it was a really good group. It was highly recommended by the guys that were calling the show, so I don't know if you are familiar with them, but if not, you might want to check them out.
No, yeah, I was actually talking to a guy. He said he used to be on the radio. Anyways, he was driving, and he told me about a website, and that's actually, I found OIDA, and they were the ones that told me that I should just go and get an attorney.
There you go.
Most of the time that these big companies, they would falter to that. You know, they get scared of getting sued. So, you know, before any kind of legal process started to happen, you know, he went ahead and wrote me the check, made everything right, so...
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thanks for the follow-up, man. I'm glad to know that the callers who called with their advice were spot on with what they were saying. I mean, the truckers know their business, and I appreciate your time, Zach. Thanks for the call tonight. Anytime you got a road story, man, feel free to call and share it with us. Always appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, because you know those guys have good stories.
Sure, they're always on the road doing all kinds of great stuff, meeting weird people.
Yeah. Yeah, the cops are always messing with them, so...
I thought it was interesting. When I was on the road coming here, we stopped off at some place. And
you drove from Florida, three-day trip.
That's right. And there was a little counter at this restaurant that said professional drivers only.
Oh, wow.
So they had this little spot where they could, you know,
discriminate
sort of
against you.
Professional driver. You could have been a professional driver if you were just...
Only if you got paid.
I don't think anyone would have necessarily checked my cred or anything like that. It didn't seem very busy there. There were only, you know...
Where's your truck, boy?
Right.
Where's your trucker at? What you riding? What you riding in? You have to have that right answer.
I thought it was very interesting how they could, sort of sit there and talk shop or whatever it was they wanted to do.
Let's go to Brian, listening in Hollywood. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
A Bitcoin question.
Oh, okay, sure.
Let's say somebody had a large stockpile of Bitcoins and they wanted to cash out for U.S. dollars. How would they go about doing that without raising red flags with the IRS?
Excellent question.
Okay, so the IRS keeps watch over all things dollars, and if you're going to sell anything and get a check for it, they're going to see it because it's going to come in your bank account. Your bank account, the bank is a franchise of the federal government. So when you go through some exchange like MtGox.com, Mt. Gox is going to be directly connected to some kind of bank account. Now, I'm no expert in overseas bank accounts or anything like that, but if you're going to hook it up to some United States bank account, I'm sorry, they're going to see the money come in, and somebody's going to wonder what that's all about.
Well, they're not watching
account all the time.
However, there are certain financial transaction limits that do trigger certain red flags in the banking system. There are cash transaction reports that can be generated. If you go into a bank, you withdraw $10,000 or more, or if you deposit $10,000 or more. If you there's cash transaction reports, and there's also a currency transaction report. I forget what the other. There's another acronym that has to do with you writing a check for a certain amount, and I think it's $3,000. I think they've lowered that level to $3,000. I'm not positive on that one.
$3,000.
It seems so piddly. But anyway, they're supposed to file these certain reports, and I don't know if that applies or what the amounts are when it comes to ACH transactions. The idea of if you get like a Coinbase account or one of these other websites where they will allow your BitFloor, for instance, allow you to cash out Bitcoins into cash into a bank account. I don't know what those limits are. So this might be something worth Googling if this is something you want to do. If you want to take a large amount of Bitcoin and turn it into a large amount of cash, learn about those reports, learn about the levels that they're at. Of course, then you also have to deal with structuring reports as well. If the bank notices that you're depositing a certain amount on a regular basis and it seems like you're making a habit of something, then they could write a report on you for structuring. And all of these things go out to the Treasury Department for further investigation. However, if you, move the cash in and move it out right away, then it doesn't matter. So, I mean, maybe a flag would go off.
You might get a guy at your door in a suit asking you some questions, but you could already have it.
Cash is gone. Right. Yeah. So I would say, if I were going to do something like that, I would maybe do multiple bank accounts if possible, depending on how much you had. And there's certain limits that each of these transaction providers have. So, like, Coinbase will probably only allow you to do a certain number of dollars, bitcoins to dollars per day. So that's going to be a factor. So you're going to have to do it over time. And certainly the more over time it is, the more likely somebody might pay attention. attention to it. But again, if you're just going in and collecting that cash from the bank account, if you're not letting, if you've got $100,000 in bitcoins and you take 3 weeks or however long it takes for you to filter all that into cash and you leave it sitting in the account, I would say that's pretty risky. But if you're taking it out, then you might be a little bit safer.
Another thing that needs to be considered here is that you only have to pay on capital gains. So if you were, you know, buying gold bars or bitcoins or bananas or whatever at a certain price and then selling them at a higher price, then you have to pay on the gains.
If you're telling them what you're making.
Is a bitcoin a capital gain?
I'm not going to tell them anything about what price I'm buying bitcoins at.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
So the capital gain, there's no way to, if you don't buy it in Mt. Gox and sell at Mt. Gox, if you move your bitcoins around, say you buy at one exchange and sell at another exchange, then it would be very, very difficult for them to discern what your capital gain has been. So, you know, I mean,
if they knew you had a Mt. Gox account in the first place, because does Mt. Gox collect your Social Security number to sign up?
I don't know if it does. When but it's I certainly hooked up, for... up to your up to your bank account, which does.
Yeah, that much is true. So I think
sounds like a good time for a like front business that has like somewhere you accept online payments and you either figure that out like one of the other, you know, you can send people. There's plenty of PayPal, WePay things that you can send people invoices on these days to say like, hey, I have this carpet cleaning business or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to do. You can figure something out, I'm sure, or go offshore.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would just, you know, cash out whatever you feel comfortable with cashing out at any given time and then take the money and do whatever you're going to do with it and not worry about it.
So buying gold and silver, that would be a no-go? Because I know probably reselling the silver for cash, that's when they would want your information, right?
Are you talking about buying silver with Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, yeah.
That would be one way to keep it completely off any books. I mean, if you're buying silver, then they're not going to know where you're storing that silver.
Here's
what I'd recommend. Go to the Bitcoin Talk forums. I bet there's some people there who have been doing this and might have some very specific suggestions as to how they did it.
BitcoinTalk.com?
BitcoinTalk.org, I believe, is the website. Very busy forum. And maybe we'll talk about the Themen thing tomorrow night. Brian, thanks. Good luck. If you want, you can call us back and let us know how it went. And if you are actually going to cash money out of Bitcoin, which seems like a silly thing to do right now. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.